Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in to Live Better. Happy New Year to everybody. This is our very first episode of 2025, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Starting off what's going to be an incredible year. You know, there's just something special about the new year. It's a chance to reflect on where we've been, thinking about where we're going, and really deciding what kind of person we want to become. And let me tell you, this year, we're kicking things off the right way. Today's show is all about helping you set the tone for 2025 with practical advice, inspiring stories, and actionable steps to help you live healthier, grow stronger, and create a life you truly love and aspire to be a better person. So we got a packed lineup today. You know, we got Hannah, we got me, and we got Luke. So first up is Hannah. She's just not just a chiropractor. She's a true expert in her holistic field. She understands how everything in the body, mind, and spirit is connected. And her approach goes way beyond just fixing back pain. Today, she's going to talk about why alignment is the foundation of good health, not just physical alignment, but mental and emotional alignment as well. If you ever felt out of balance or stuck in a rut, Hannah's going to give you the tools to realign and start fresh. I mean, 2025 is, I mean, every year you move on. It's a great reset and it just feels good. Then in our second segment, my great friend Marty Terrell is turning the tables on me. He's going to interview me on lessons I've learned in 2024, you know, fitness trends in 2025 to watch out for, and really anything that he wants to, you know, kind of extract information that you guys might find valuable. And I'll also be sharing some personal stories, what worked for me this last year, what didn't, and what I'm focused on this year to keep growing. And then finally, we'll wrap it up with my great friend, Luke. Luke is someone I truly admire, not just for his business success, but for the way he balances his career, family, and personal growth. He's got an incredible story, and today he's going to share how he stays motivated, how fitness grounds him, and what it really means to grow in all areas of life. His advice is something you won't want to miss, and this year on Live Better, we're bringing you the best guests, the best advice, and the tools you need to create a life you're proud of. So grab a coffee, grab a notebook, or just sit back and relax, and let's start 2025 with clarity, focus, and purpose. Hannah's up first, and trust me, she's about to bring the heat. Let's get into it. We'll be right back after these.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for staying tuned in with me. We got an amazing first segment coming up. Like I was teasing before, Hannah, a chiropractor based in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, one of the best out there, I truly believe, and has really helped me conquer a lot in my life. Hannah, how are you doing? I hope you had an amazing New Year, an amazing Christmas. I'm excited to have a good show with you.
Hi.
So, I've had you on a few times, but I don't know if, you know, a lot of the viewers are too acquainted with you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. I am a chiropractor, medicine woman. Basically, we own a chiropractic office, the Source Chiropractic, in Dallas, Texas, and it is a healing center where people come to really heal through the chiropractic adjustment, but also all things healing.
And I don't want to waste any time. You know, I don't want this to be too question and answer-y, but this whole premises of this whole show is I want to give the audience things they can take away and apply to their year and start the year off correctly, because I believe that, you know, starting with a fresh slate, you got to put, you know, good things on it to have an incredible year. So I want to jump right into it. I've personally spoken with you about how alignment of the body impacts mental clarity and emotional well-being. Can you explain the science behind this connection and why it's such a crucial aspect of overall health to be aligned?
Yeah, so your nervous system is everything that you see, come in contact with, feel, perceive. So when you're talking about mental clarity, it really is the adaptation and the consciousness of your nervous system. So the science behind that is your nervous system is your set of nerves, your spine that is housed inside your spine, so your spinal cords, nerves, and then your brain. So if your body is not functioning properly, your nervous system is overwhelmed. We're super stressed. We're experiencing a lot of chaos in our body, and our brain cannot communicate to our bodies. There's going to be not clarity. We're going to be feeling anxious. We're going to be feeling overwhelmed, feeling those types of stress. So the main thing is making sure that your nervous system is regulated so that you can see, you can perceive, you have the perspective that is clear and conscious. Because when all of that starts getting dysregulated is where we start to feel those emotions of anxiety and all things dysregulation.
And how do these... how do people come unaligned with their body? And does it just happen with sports? Can it happen through just overall time of, you know, being sedentary? How does this happen? How do people come unaligned?
It can happen in a various of ways. I think the easiest one that we see is obviously sports injuries are a lot of the common chiropractors that see people. But what we see people for is literally a number of things. You can have any trauma, any toxin, anything that comes into your body. That can be a relationship fight. That could be something that comes into your body that you are not capable of adapting to at that moment. So having a conversation that you're not prepared for, having a big event like a car accident or even just a job switch that stresses your body out or even your mind out or your spiritual being, you're losing sight of what you're connected to. Maybe your relationship with God has been a little shaken. All of this impacts your body. Your nervous system is perceiving everything that you're coming in contact with, and it affects our body. Something that I talk to my clients with about is how adaptable are you? So if you're experiencing these things and you immediately go overwhelmed, that is the state of your nervous system. So are you immediately getting stressed if something comes in your field? If you're encountering something, how well are you adapting? And I think that's a good question to ask people and ask yourself really going into this next year.
And talking about being aligned, I know you guys do a lot of breathing techniques at your studio and chiropractic center. How important is breathing techniques, and should everybody be implementing that into their life?
Absolutely. So breath is the quickest way, fastest way, and cheapest way, I believe, to really regulate your system. It's something that you can do sitting in your car on your way to work or sitting in the office by taking just deep 360 full breaths, which most of us aren't doing. If you take an account to all those who are listening right now, where are you breathing from? Most of us are breathing from our upper chest. Like, when was the last time you took a breath into your pelvic floor, into your rib cage, into your chest? All of that changes the state of our bodies, our cells, and our nervous system. So it's an easy, quick way to calm your system, which is why we teach those techniques at the source and at a lot of our workshops, because it's fast, easy, and super cheap.
Wow. And as you're just saying that, I realize I've been breathing into my chest the whole time, and I took a breath into my, you know, ribs, and it honestly felt different right away. So... going back to, habits and what people should do every day, what are some specific habits or exercises that people can do daily to support their spinal health and maintain a balanced nervous system?
Ooh, I love this question, especially at the beginning of the year, because we're doing all of these big changes, trying to do these, like, crazy exercises programs and doing all these new commitments, when really it's super simple. Making sure that you're recuperating properly, you're getting your good mental health, so clarity, just being present with people, nourishing your body. It's really easy. So move your body, nourish your system, be present with the people around you, and that comes from a regulated nervous system. And that is what we do at the Source Chiropractic, is we're helping people find a state of ease that they can support themselves, support their families, and basically evolve, adapt, and heal.
And I don't know how much this ties into the nervous system as much, so I'd love to learn if it has anything to do with it, but how important is your microbiome and your gut tied to your nervous system, or, what's that, the vagus nerve?
Yeah, super important. So the vagus nerve that you're speaking of, it actually flows through you have a hole in your top bone, so the C1 bone that we address as chiropractors, it's arguably one of the most important bones in the body. It houses that vagus nerve, runs straight through it. So it's super important when you're moving your body and that we encounter stress or there's compression and tension in our whole body, it's causing that vagus nerve to be compressed, which then flows through our entire body, which you can assume that there's so many different variables and different symptoms that can come to with one nerve and blood supply that goes to the entire body. That vagus nerve enters at the top of your brainstem and communicates to your whole body. So there's an array of stuff that can happen. Your gut biome is one of those things. And if your gut is not functioning properly, it is also attached to your brain. And that is where we start feeling things, we start perceiving the world in a different way, when reality is there might be something in our gut that's causing us to see a little bit differently or feel a little differently, or even have just a different perspective of the world that may not be accurate.
So I'm not sure if the vagus nerve is tied to this fully, but the people who are suffering with anxiety, depression, panic attacks, things of that nature, how do they overcome those things through chiropractic care, nervous system care? Like, how do people conquer those big, scary monsters in their life?
Oh, those are my favorite. I love those questions, and I love when people ask me those questions in the office, because when we're sitting in those exams, it's not the same cookie cutter response for every single person. That's why we spend time with our clients versus just, okay, we're going to do something that might work for you and then we'll find out in a few months. It's what is the cause of the anxiety? Where is it coming from? Where is it storing in your body? Because your body is storing these emotions. It's storing this trauma. It's storing that root cause. So we're going to identify that root cause and then overcome it together, not on your own. We're going to guide you through every single portion of that, through the chiropractic adjustment, through freeing up your body, freeing up your nervous system, and allowing your body to, one, take a breath, but two, overcome those big, deep feelings that we're experiencing throughout life. I mean, we have very complicated lives as human beings, and we encounter big stuff. But society has told us that we're just supposed to take it, swallow it, and keep moving instead of being present with it and actually sitting with those emotions and talking to our families and just encountering and adapting and healing.
So we don't have too much longer, so I want to really touch up on this. Speaking of emotions, stress is often unavoidable, especially in the fast-paced lives we lead. How exactly does stress impact the nervous system, and what are three practical strategies to counteract these effects in a daily life if you don't have a chiropractor available to your service to help you with those things?
Ooh, love. Yes, this is so true. Stress is not, we're not trying to avoid stress, because stress is going to happen. It's how fast your body can adapt to that stress and how functioning you are adapting to that stress. Can you take it in and breathe it out? The biggest way, and I'll say even we can narrow the three down to one, is encountering nature. You have an electromagnetic field, which could be a whole nother segment, but you have a field in your body. And one way that we used to do this, as our ancestors did a long time ago, is nature. So getting in contact with the ground, we call it woo-woo, but put your feet on the freaking ground, because your body's actually discharging that energy that you're feeling. So a lot of that anxiousness is just your body holding on to it because we're trapped in clothes, shoes, and everything else. Another is water, drinking clean water, touching the water. It's hard in Dallas, I know. Getting outside, breathing that fresh air, breath work, and then the fire. So getting your face in the sun, seeing sunlight, getting out of our concrete boxes and just kind of taking a glance outside every now and then. Nature is the fastest way to regulate your nervous system and just get out there and discharge some of that energy.
I love those answers, Hannah. And sadly, we're up on time. That was the quickest 10 minutes of my life. And I'm definitely going to have you on again. I appreciate all the advice you gave us to start out the 2025 year correctly. I just thank you so much for your time, Hannah.
See you later. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Thank you. Love you too. Bye. And we'll be right back after these. Everyone in the room looks shady.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruise or land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now in our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Or to Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruise or land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. And we got in a segment where I have my great friend, Marty Terrell. He loves coming on the show. I was just on his show last Saturday. And he's going to turn the tables on me and ask me questions about myself. But before we get into that, Marty, I'm so glad that you took some time out of your day to come on here.
Yeah.
And support the show.
Happy New Year, Blake. Just battling a little bit of a stomach virus or whatever. But, yeah, just Happy New Year, brother. Hey, let me just say this and back up. That Doc Hanna, she's phenomenal, dude. She's phenomenal. I love the way you set that up. You know, I came away listening, ducked away from the Notre Dame-Georgia game to listen. And, A, you've come so far. But, you know, you get good quality guests. And I just came away with, you know, the start of the new year, we all have to sit there, breathe deep, you know, don't make, you know, don't pole vault over mouse turds. Focus on what's important. But kind of get yourself in the position to get things evaluated. You know, get your numbers done, get your cholesterol, get your blood work done, get your, you know, get your diet in order, get your physical fitness workout regimen in place. So I don't know. It was a good reset, Blake, and I could listen to her and you forever. So,
yeah, I mean, I had so many more questions, but the time flew, honestly. And honestly, sometimes 40 minutes isn't enough time for all the information that these guests provide sometimes.
Well, that's a good sign for a talk show host, because if you're grinding away, 40 minutes seems like an eternity. And when you love what you're doing and you're diving for loose balls and you're passionate about it, you look up and you go, wow, that was easy. Let me do another hour. So, but, you know, I guess where I wanted to start with you and just again, you've come so far developing yourself as a talk show host. I want to get away from the nuts and bolts of what we normally talk about. But I want you to share this experience with the audience, going from, you know, doing your own thing to now having a huge megaphone on a national and international platform. What kind of goals and what kind of things have you thought about to take your show
to the next level in 2025. I guess I'm throwing you a curveball there, aren't I, Betty? Let me hear what you
have. Yeah.
What has the experience been like, though? What do you hope to do? I mean, you sound much more relaxed, more comfortable. You seem to be enjoying it. What kind of things do you want to put out there for the audience? What do you hope to accomplish and what do you hope to share with your following here on Sports Byline, American Forces, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the other platforms? Let me hear. Go ahead, Blake.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a transformative journey. So much that I've learned personally from the start of May, starting with those 15-minute shows. I remember my very first show where you brought me on, you asked me questions,
right?
And I was sitting at my kitchen table in Dallas, and I was nervous. Like I was doing press. I said a prayer beforehand, and now it's just I get on the show and I just start talking, and it's quite simple. I'm not the best yet. There's definitely thousands of other people out there who know how to speak way better than me. But I think for 6 months in, I'm only at the start of my journey. So it's honestly been amazing. And for what's to come next, I truly want to bring on some. I already bring on amazing guests. Yeah. I want to bring on some big names, though, names that people know from social media that are credible. Right now, I'm bringing on people from from Dallas, West Des Moines, places like that. But some big names that people know that really take credibility from that I might actually listen to if they don't listen to my people already. I just wanted to provide value to you guys and show you guys that there's another side of health and that it isn't all just about taking medications and going through just going with the current, I guess you could say. And I definitely want to provide a supplement company in the future would be great to, have a sponsor on here. And there's a lot of supplement companies out there that don't provide you the best materials in your supplements. And you really have to go searching for a company who is out there not to necessarily – I mean, always, a point of a business is to make profit. But a business out there that has values and really wants to help heal people, that would be a big goal of mine here in the future as well, Marty.
And I think, Blake, that's great. And the other thing I wanted to kind of hone in on, because I've noticed and I've watched you interact with, last year at the Super Bowl in Vegas and, some other things where I observe you. And, it's part of living well, living better is our relationships with people and your relationship you have with your audience. You have a great producer in Dominic Jimenez. We're going to assist you as we go to the next level and opening you up to an array of guests in terms of book authors and podcasters and stuff like that. And I'm hoping, quite frankly, and this is the one thing that I think talk show hosts don't want to do. It's like avoidance behavior. We don't want to go back and listen to our shows. We don't like our voice. We're very self-critical. We overthink everything. But I think it helps the host and it helps the audience when we go back and we refine things and we come up with new ideas and we're open to new things. And I think you've done that. I mean, dude, were you riding camels over in Spain? I mean, quite frankly, I keep bringing that up, but it was just such a fun show or series of shows to hear you from Spain because you got away from, just the – not the normal humdrum, but you got away from just kind of the technical stuff. And it was kind of like letting your hair down and going to have some fun. And I hope that's part of your plan for next year is more shows like that. You don't have to go to Spain. I mean, you can go somewhere else across the country, go to seminars and stuff like that. I hope you're open to that because I think that's going to build your platform. That's going to build your resume and your repertoire within the talk radio industry. So I hope you're open to that. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool to, maybe do a show and soon start doing, have Sports Byline, a YouTube and do a show on a camel or, out in the middle of the Sahara, stuff like that. That's more engaging. And maybe we, bring a local on at some point. I don't know, stuff like that. There's a lot of locals overseas that they have, going back to health, they have their own remedies that, mm-hmm. that work and people don't really even know about. There's a lot of, like my chiropractor that I just brought on before, she uses a frog venom from South America to detox your body. There's so much more out there that we don't know about like that. And to answer your question, yeah, I think it would be amazing to start doing stuff like that in different countries and all over America. And it would be the next wave of a health resurgence, which is, I think it's already resurging, but, you know, bring it to another level.
I'm going to say one more thing to you, Blake, and this comes from a caring point. This comes from a truly caring point. Don't sell yourself short ever, because you have a huge platform, and sometimes, and I'm not saying this applies to you, but I suspect it does, because you talked about when you first came on the fear. I think this year, if you become more fearless and more pointed and more, I'll use the word aggressive for the lack of a better term, but you can call on me, you can call on Dom, you can call on Darren Peck. We want to help you go to the next level, dude, because you're gaining a following. You have a great spot. Don't forget, once this show is done and it ends up on our app and on websites, 24/7, you're a click away. And so book authors and experts in the industry, they're going to come to realize that Blake Byrne and Sports Byline has a platform in an area where they can sell their books, they can get their opinions out there, they can get their philosophies out there. I guess what I'm saying, long and short of it, give yourself a big gift this year and don't ever sell yourself short. You're good at what you do. You have the key requisite, and that is you love and you're passionate about living better, what you've overcome and dealing with Crohn's. You have a great story, so don't sell yourself short. How's that for a pep talk?
I love it. I'm ready to dive deeper. 2025, this is going to be my first full year of radio, and I'm excited to see where it takes me. And with a mentor like you, we're gonna get far. I know that for sure, and we're gonna provide value.
I love coming on, Blake. I'm dead serious. I love it. And you've helped me as much as I hope I've helped you, because I love doing talk radio. I love it. And watching you blossom and grow is a thrill. And I mean it. Happy New Year, brother. I love you, Blake Byrne. Good job out of you, buddy.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for coming on, Marty. I appreciate the time. And we're going on to the third segment with Luke. And we'll be right back after these on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuning in for the final segment of Live Better with my great friend, Luke. Luke, I am so excited to have him on. We're going to be talking about balancing your life as a parent, lessons he's learned in his career, how to take care of relationships that mean a lot to you, and you know what advice he has for people trying to grow personally in their professional life in 2025. Luke, thank you for coming on. How are you?
Man, always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure. Life's great. Life is great. Just wrapped up at the gym. About to grab an amazing meal, and I'm catching up with you, man. I'm excited.
I love to hear it. I love to hear it. So can you just tell us a little bit about yourself really quick before we jump into all this?
Yeah. No, my name's Luke Gervais. Grew up out in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I got into import-export right before the pandemic hit. Just, you know, grace of God, guys, real type of moment. And started importing from masks out of Shenzhen, China, and then that was all throughout the pandemic. And then after the pandemic, now I've got my consulting company where I just make a living connecting the dots, essentially, right? Like, everyone's got little pinch points, whether it's their business, their personal life, whatever it may be, and my job's turned into either connecting them with the right person for my network or just helping them get past those pain points, whatever it may be.
I love it. It's a very interesting niche, but you're being a little humble. Luke is one of the most amazing people to talk to. He knows how to connect with you. He knows how to maintain relationships. He knows how to be a great friend, and that's something I really appreciate about Luke, and that's something I want to ask him here a little later. But I do want to dive into it. I know our audience demographic is a little bit on the older side, so hopefully this questions might help a few people. But Luke, I know you're balancing life as a parent and a professional. How has becoming a father influenced your drive and the way you approach both your personal and professional goals?
I got to say one thing before I answer the question. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. You said on the older side, man. I don't know. I'm assuming my age, because I listen to you guys. Are you calling me old? Is that what I just heard?
No. Of course not. Of course not. I'm just trying to, you know. Don't put me in a bad spot here, Luke. Don't.
I had to say it.
It's perspective. It's perspective.
That's a great question, though. It is a great question. The biggest thing that I've learned in life is, because, you know, with all of us, we go through our childhood traumas, if you will, right? And then we start realizing, oh, man, I can only depend on myself, right? Because I don't let myself down. I can do it all by myself. And a lot of my import-export, that's what I was really trying to do, was like, oh, no, I can do all the operations, and I can do logistics, and I can get the planes, and I can do it all by myself, and I can figure out financing. Man, none of those things were my normal world, you know, and once I realized that I couldn't do everything by myself, like, I was successful. I did well. But I could only imagine, if I was humble enough to let the right people in, how much better I could have done. You know what I mean? Because also when I was trying to do it by myself, that took up all my time, literally, you know? So whenever I normally FaceTime my daughter, right? I have a little 8-year-old, once a day, you know, 5-6 o'clock, right in there. And, man, when I was in the middle of everything, I literally would forget to FaceTime her for, like, a week straight. And I was like, you know, I completely surround myself with how much I love my daughter, you know. And I was so enveloped with work and getting deals done, I literally, it was 4 days, you know, for almost an entire week, 4 days straight. I forgot to even FaceTime her. I just started putting alarm clocks in my phone, multiple, to remind me to even FaceTime my own daughter, because I over-innovated myself with just doing too much at the same time, you know? But then I realized, hey, you can trust people. People don't suck. Not all of them. Some do. Let's keep it real. But not all of them. And then you start getting better at vetting people out. You start getting better at asking the right questions, kind of like you did right here. And then I realized, hey, you know, I can throw, you know, something small at someone. Let's see if they can do it right. Okay. All right, let me throw them a little bit more. And then I started developing in a team because I knew what my strength was, right? But I realized my strength isn't everything. You know, I'm not a numbers guy. You know, I'm not an operations, every thing along the way type of person. I'm a lot more of the who of situations, right? Like, I see the pain point, I know who can fix it, or I know who would be the best fit for this, or who he could bring in for that type of thing. I know I'm really, really good at the nitty-gritty, you know, when it comes to extreme detail. Like, I love that because then I can make it make sense completely. But you don't need to share the nitty-gritty on every single deal. You know, you're going to talk yourself out of deals if you do that every time. And so then I started just finding the right team, which opened up more free time for me for not only my personal life with, like I said, the gym, to me spending time with my daughter and making sure she stayed the priority in my life. I think that really was the big key, though. Like, it's kind of a long-winded answer to your question, but it was just really finding the right team, you know?
Yeah, and I totally understand what you're saying. I know you're a quote guy like me, but there's a quote I like, and it seems to tie into what you were saying. It's, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I think sometimes people miss out on that because – you know, the whole point of, I think it's to make money, but also it's the freedom aspect of it. And if you're in this business and you're losing your freedom because of it, I mean, you might as well just, you know, you're just still working a job. If your goal was to have freedom, I guess it depends on what your goal is, but I mean, it seems like your goal is to have freedom. So it seems like you've learned how to balance that out, and that's amazing to hear. When you're trying to do everything by yourself, those people who are still in that mindset, do you think it's an ego thing of thinking someone can't do it as good as you, or what do you think that underlying issue is?
Now, I can't speak for everyone. I know a few of the reasons for me was because I know if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to show up. You know what I mean? Like, if I have to bet on someone, I want to bet on myself. Not everyone has that same type of character, right? Not everyone says, they're like, hey, I'm going to do this. And oh, man, I forgot. Or, oh, geez, you know, I'm playing tennis. I don't know, whatever, right? Like, they don't prioritize it themselves as highly as I would prioritize things. And so then it was just becoming a trust issue for myself, just thinking that, okay, you know, they don't prioritize like me. They're not going to get it done like I do. And then before someone even did something wrong, I would already assume that, oh, they're not going to get it done right. And I just wouldn't trust them because of past experiences and past people I work with, you know?
Yeah. It makes sense. It makes sense. You know, trying to, you know, trust someone with something that's important to you is hard. But we got about 8 minutes here, actually probably less than that. I want to touch upon something that you're really good at. And that's creating relationships and holding them. At least that's what I noticed that you're good at. And going into 2025, people might have goals and ambitions of creating new friendships and making more friends and stuff like that. How did you go about that? And how do you maintain those relationships and get those friends under your belt? I know you have a quote where it's, you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. And I like that.
Oh, in reality, because that's with business, with friendship, with everything. A lot of people like to name drop. And like, oh, man, I know this person. I know that person. And that's great. You can name drop them. But does that person even know who you are? You know what I mean? Because, I love you brought that quote up. That's to me, that's everything. You know, like if you're not making a lasting impact in someone's life, what's the point? Right? For me, I guess, That was my goal last year, funny enough. Like, all throughout 2023, my goal is to build up my business, which I was able to, thankfully. But then throughout 2024, I was like, you know, I'm not strapped on money. I'm not strapped on, okay, I got to get done. Now it's, okay, who do I want in my circle? Who do I want to win with? Who do I want to talk to every day, you know? And as soon as I realized that, then business would just naturally come because they liked me, I liked them. There was respect back and forth. There was rapport built back and forth. And then after people start knowing you and start building you up, and they automatically want to connect you with their people, you know? And so, funny enough, actually, a good friend of mine, Travis, I had three or four different people tell me, hey, you know, you got to meet this Travis guy. He owns all these cryotherapy places. Oh, man, you got to meet this Travis guy. He, you know, he was a medical cop. He did all these things. And, oh, man, you guys have hit it off great. And I was like, I don't even know who he is, but that's cool. And you know, one of them was a WWE wrestling friend of mine. I was like, oh, he got me Travis. And then another person was a pretty large, you know, business guy that I knew and made millions and millions from life insurance. And he thought, oh, you got me Travis. And then slowly but surely, the right people kind of just came around. And then, you know, two people saying you got to meet someone. Then when you finally meet them, you're like, oh, right. There is a connection there. You can be friends, you know, like genuine friends, not like I'm friends with you to get something, but I'm friends with you because you're just a solid person. I respect you. I trust you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And having friends in your corner who have your best interests in mind and knowing somebody who isn't out there for their own selfish needs, I think it's rare now. You know, there's a lot of people out there who you know, are in it for themselves, and I mean, they might think they care about you, but they subconsciously probably really don't care about you on the level that they think they do. So it's always great to have a friend like that. And I know that your daughter's got to connect as well. So that's you know, just everyone. It's a win-win-win-win-win for everybody. So that's amazing to hear for you. But you're a big dude. What's that?
Good. I was gonna say I really learned in life. You know if someone's a true friend when you don't long, like you no longer serve them and you no longer benefit them and you see how they react with you, right? Like, are they the same? Are they different? Did they change? Are they pulling away? Just because you're not benefiting them or you're not hanging out with them as much, like, right? And then that's how I really gauge and I really see, okay, this person is real. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not really doing anything for them and they're still here. They're still real. They're still genuine. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's why I keep you around. I'm just joking.
Ah, you big lug.
I'm joking. But we got about 3 minutes here. As I was saying, is you're a big dude. You're about 6'3", 250 maybe, if I had to guess. And obviously fitness, a pure muscle, obviously. Fitness plays a big role in your life. How do you use the physical health to stay balanced and energized in your business endeavors? So how do you use fitness to enhance your business life?
I've learned in life, you don't want to look like everyone else in the world. You know, you want to be you. And you want your personality to shine, but before anyone ever meets you or understands who your personality is, you want they're going to notice your look, right? They're going to notice your physique. They're going to notice what you look like. And I've learned in business, the better I took care of my personal health, the more naturally doors would open for me, just out of nowhere. It might sound crazy. It might sound like they're completely different things. But the better I took care of my health, the more in shape I was, the better clothes fit me. Naturally, people would invite me to more events. You know, naturally, people would try to say, oh, man, you got to meet this person. It's great for networking. Naturally, things would just fall into place. And so, you know, if you are always prepared, you don't have to get ready, right?
Yeah, I noticed that as well myself. You know, when I was skinny and, you know, a little bit on the chunky side of stuff, I wasn't treated the same as what I look like now or, you know, 2 years ago when I had that transformation. It was a night and day difference of how people look at you, treated you. You know, you get more, you know, attention from everybody. And oh no, we're coming to an end here. I didn't know that. I wasn't paying attention. But Luke, I'm so thankful that you came on today to share some insights. I'm excited to have you on again, and your friend Travis, have him on and we'll speak some business with him. So I appreciate that connect as well.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad to have you on for this 2025 special.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's a wrap on my very first episode of 2025. What an incredible way to start the year. I want to take a moment to thank our amazing guests for joining us today and for sharing so much wisdom and inspiration. First, Hannah, amazing. She brought so much insight into how alignment isn't just about our spine, but about our entire approach to health. From stress management to understanding the gut-brain connection, she gave us real practical steps we can take to feel better, think clearer, and live stronger. If you're like me, you probably have a list of things you're ready to start. Try starting today, and things you're ready to take action on. And she helped us learn how to manage that stress and to take the right strides towards better health and things of that nature. Focus on your breathing techniques, and she have a great year in health. Then Marty, thank you for flipping the script and interviewing me. It's always a little strange now being on the other side of questions, but reflecting on 2024 was, a great way to show you guys how much it means to me that the people who support me listen to my show and, have takeaways. I mean, it means a lot to me. From starting out from no experience in the broadcast industry to now having my own show to help inspire you guys to live a better life and know that there is, like I say a lot, another side of health. I mean, that's how I view it. There's another side of health that I never knew about before until I got put onto my holistic journey. But we've got an incredible year planned for Live Better, and I can't wait to keep bringing you the tools and stories to help you grow. Until next time, remember, progress isn't about where you start. It's about showing up and moving forward. You've got this. Take care, and I'll see you next week.